USA Radio News.
Former President Donald Trump is not backing down after suggesting at a weekend rally that he would pardon overcharged and mistreated January 6th arrestees.
Every Democrat city was on fire, and nobody says anything about it. Antifa and BLM were causing such problems, including death. With the exception of one young, fine woman, nobody died on January 6th. Nobody died on January 6th. They like to say five people, but nobody died on January 6th.
Pfizer has asked the U.S. to authorize extra low doses of its COVID-19 vaccine for children under the age of five, potentially opening the way for them to start receiving shots as early as March. The FDA urged Pfizer and its partner BioNTech to apply earlier than the companies had planned and before it settled that the youngsters will need two shots or three. This is USA Radio News.
Well, you've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and how his pillow's given me a great night's sleep. He continues to roll out new offers on his products. His latest on the towel sets. Now, towels aren't something you think about. I never knew what I was missing until I tried the towels last year. You've all helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today, and trust in Mike Lindell has given you a better night's sleep. Mike's now changing the game with his six-piece towel set, USA cotton, extremely absorbent, yet still providing that soft feel you look for in the towel. Two bath, two hand towels, two washcloths for a limited time, $39.95. Using our promo code USA, it retails for over $100. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use this promo code USA to get this price of $39.99 on the towels, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Two campus security officers are dead after being shot and killed at Bridgewater College in Virginia on Tuesday afternoon. Officers say a man who is now in custody killed campus police officer John Painter and campus safety officer J.J. Jefferson. College President David Bushman.
What happened here today is senseless and tragic. It's heartbreaking. Our anguish is felt so deeply because the entire Bridgewater College community is a family too. And that will be our greatest strength in the days and weeks ahead.
Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin has been briefed on the shooting. A major winter storm is expected to affect a huge portion of the U.S. Heavy snow is forecast to start in the Rockies while freezing rain will pelt Texas. The storm will then move on to dump snow and ice on the Midwest. More than a foot of snow is forecast in places. Airlines grounded more than 1,000 flights scheduled for Wednesday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
Super Bowl tickets are on sale, and if you plan on seeing the game in person, it will cost you a pretty penny.
It'll cost more than $6,000 for a seat in the nosebleed section to watch the Los Angeles Rams and Cincinnati Bengals in Super Bowl 56. Secondary markets like StubHub and Ticketmaster are selling seats in the top level of SoFi Stadium for at least $5,500 plus almost another $1,000 in fees. The really good seats are going for around $78,000. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Native American tribes have reached opioid settlements worth $590 million with drug maker Johnson & Johnson and three distributors. Some tribes have been hit particularly hard by an overdose and addiction crisis that has been linked to more than 500,000 U.S. deaths. The IRS is incorporating third-party facial recognition software this summer.
Bipartisan critics are decrying foul to the IRS new plan to use facial recognition software to confirm Americans' identities. By the summer, those visiting the IRS website to access personal records such as tax transcripts, child tax credit, may first need to send a recording of their face to a private contractor to verify their identity. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And NFL quarterback Tom Brady announced his retirement Tuesday. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.